Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God. We are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today and the truth of the Bible and the prophecies of the end time so that we know what is happening in the world today. Have you ever felt so overwhelmingly oppressed? Because there are so many lies. Lies in government, law enforcement, education, economics, and especially in religion. How did the world get this way? And what can you do about it? Let's come to Revelation 12 and verse 9. And let's talk about Satan the devil. Because there is a devil, and he is the source and the cause of all evil in this world. And he is the one who is deceiving the world. Now, it's prophesied at the end time that this deception is going to become so overwhelming that everyone is going to end up worshiping Satan the devil, except those who truly know God. So that also becomes another question. Do you know God? Or do you think you know God? Do you really know that you know God? And if you do, how do you know that you know? Do you follow what the scriptures say? Do you believe the word of God? All of it? Now, Revelation 12:9 says, "The one who is called the devil and Satan, that ancient serpent, who is deceiving the whole world." Now, when the book of Revelation talks about the whole world, all people, the whole earth, it means just that. It means exactly what it says. Now, come over here to chapter 13, just across the page. And we're seeing develop right now a world system that is going to become a world government with a world currency. And it's going to be the most powerful government that has ever been on the earth. And this will be Satan's grand finale. Let's see what's going to happen, because Satan uses men just like God uses men. And they are dedicated to his purpose, just like those who are serving God are dedicated to the purpose of God. They worship Satan the devil openly at the highest levels of the international elite, just like those who serve God worship him directly. So these are the two ways that are on the earth, and there's really no middle ground. The only difference between the two ways is how deceived are you at one hand, and how converted are you on God's side, because there are varying degrees of it. But it says here that Satan is deceiving the whole world. Now, in the Greek, that is a present tense participle, meaning ongoing, deceiving, and deceiving even more, and more and more and more, and deceiving the deceived. Let's read it over here in Revelation 13. "And the whole earth was amazed and followed the beast, and they worshiped the dragon." I want to ask you a question. Do you worship God, or do you worship Satan? "Oh, well, I don't worship Satan." How do you know? Are there varying degrees of the deception that he's deceiving, that people think they are worshiping the true Christ, but are not? "And they worship the dragon who gave his authority to the beast. And they worship the beast," man worship, "saying, who is like the beast, who has the power to make war against him." This is what it's coming to. We are reaching the climax toward the end of the age. And the signs that we are looking for are the deceptions of Satan the devil, who is another Jesus, another Christ, another God. And as we have seen, that he is a god of this world. He wants to be worshipped. Remember what we covered when we saw how Satan fell? He wanted to be like God. He said, I will be like the Most High. And that's why he rebelled and warred against God and the angels. But he was cast back down to the earth. Now here he's coming back up again in strength. That's why you feel so oppressed. That's why things are so difficult. Because there's so many lies. Now let's see how powerful that his rule is going to be. Verse 7. And he was given power to make war against the saints, so martyrdom is coming, and to overcome them, and he was given authority over every tribe and language and nation. Now that's complete authority. And all who dwell on the earth will worship him whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. Do you have an ear? Are you willing to hear? Are you willing to believe the word of God rather than the word of men? Are you willing to investigate everything and prove all things? To know what is right, to know what is wrong, to know what is good, to know what is evil? See, because God has given us that responsibility. He's given us his word. And he wants us to know it. He wants us to study it. He wants us to understand it. And that is where we are today. Satan has confused so many things, and people are so deceived, that it's awfully hard for them to really begin to pull the blinders off their eyes and pull back the curtains on the truth. Now, Satan has done this in government, education, economics, and religion. And it all starts first in religion. And Satan was right there ready at the beginning to pervert and change the truth. And we know the Bible says in John the 8th chapter that Satan the devil is the father of lies. How do you know you're deceived or not deceived? Let's ask some questions. Which day do you believe is the day to worship on during the week? Sunday or Sabbath, which is called Saturday? Do you accept the holidays of this world or the holy days of God? You see the division line? Now, some people have part of the truth. But if you have only part of the truth, do you have all the truth? And if you don't have all the truth, are you then deceived? Or how much in degree are you deceived? How much are you willing to accept in your life? Do you do things to please people? Do you do it because the society does it? Do you do it because everybody else does it? Really? Well, you need to think about these things. Let's come back here to 2 Corinthians 11. Let's see what the Apostle Paul had to contend with, and let's see how these things are and how they affect everything in this world and affect your life. 2 Corinthians 11, he says, I would that you would bear with me in a little nonsense, but indeed do bear with me. For I am jealous over you with the jealousy of God, because I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds might be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Now, has that happened to you? Maybe you don't even know. Let me tell you one of the worst deceptions coming down the pike right now. It is the NIV 2011. Committee of men from the various religions, political people, special interest groups people, feminists, homosexuals, Catholics, Protestants, all unconverted men translating the Bible to make it acceptable to this world. Now, I'll give some special programs on that. But let me tell you, it's designed to deceive. What would be the most incredible thing that could happen to deceive the Christian world even more than it's already deceived? To present it, especially the Protestants, with a Bible that is filled with deception, and that people accept it as true. People put up with it as something good. Well, you see, we're going to see that Satan operates in high places so that his evil and his deception can come on down to all the common people. Satan does not work from the bottom up. He works from the top down. That's why he tried to take over being God and fought against God. But he couldn't win. He was cast down. Notice what happens here. Notice how people put up with these things. If they mention the name of Jesus, or they mention love, or they mention service and helping people, oh, that's a wonderful cause, let's do it. But is it true? Does it come from God? Or is there another Jesus? Whom do you really worship? Have you ever asked yourself that question? How can you prove from the Bible that you're worshiping God? That you're serving Him, that you're understanding what He wants you to do? Now notice verse 4. This is the ecumenical movement that we have today. They had it back then. There were false apostles. There were false Christ. And what was one of the first warnings that Jesus gave the apostles and disciples? He said, take heed, be on guard, beware that no one deceive you, because many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. Have you been deceived? Have you ever thought about asking that question? Now, we're going to talk about human nature here in a little bit too, because human nature, being deceitful, is set up to be deceived and willing to believe lies. So let's read it here, 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 4. For if indeed someone comes preaching another Jesus whom we did not preach, or you receive a different spirit which you did not receive, or a different gospel which you did not accept, you put up with it as something good. And they claim that they were apostles. They claim that they were sent by God. Think of that. Now, let's come to Acts, the 8th chapter, and let's see where the first deception began. Confrontation with paganism by the followers of Jesus Christ, shortly after the church was started, because there was a man who was called Simon Magus. And what we're reading about there in 2 Corinthians 11 are those ministers who came from him, preaching another Jesus. Plus also, there were false Levites saying that they were servants of God. There were Jews who were saying that they were apostles. Right at the beginning, this is why we need the Word of God to sort it out. So here is the very first encounter. Philip went down, he was preaching Christ, he was healing, casting out demons. This was in Samaria. And when he was there, Verse 8 it says, "And there was great joy in that city. But there was a certain man named Simon who had from earlier times been practicing sorcery in the city." Now, sorcery is an occult practice. That is a demonic practice. That is a practice of Satan the devil. And what he wanted to do, as we will see, he wanted to be authorized by the apostles to preach. But notice, sorcery in that city, and astounded the nation of Samaria, proclaiming that he himself was some great one, just like a pope today. Let me ask you a question. Are you Catholic? Yeah, there are a lot of people who are Catholic, yes. Are you happy with the Catholic Church? Are you pleased with the pedophilia priest, homosexual priest? Oh, well, they've just gone astray. Really? What are you going to do when the Bible says that anyone who is going to be an elder or overseer has to be married? And who gave the instruction for them to be celibate? A pope? A man? God never did. Do they teach from the Bible? No, they claim that they don't need the Bible. So you need to think. If you are a Catholic, who are you worshiping? Well, my mother and father were Catholics, and if that's good enough for them, it's good enough for me. Why, they are Christian. Really? What is a Christian? A Christian is one who follows Jesus Christ. A Christian is one who keeps the commandments of God. But the whole Catholic religion is centered on idolatry and Sunday keeping and the Eucharist and the holy days of this world, not the teachings of the Bible. And as a matter of fact, that's sorcery. And it began right here, early on, with the one called Simon, who's known in history as Simon Magus. Now here's what happened, because he gave himself out as a great one, a pope. Did you know that? A god. Did you know that? Verse 10, to him they had given heed from the least to the greatest, saying, "This man is the great power of God." But he wasn't. This was the deception. This was Satan's man in Samaria. Now they were giving heed to him because he had for a long time bewitched them with sorceries. Now we'll talk about sorceries where God says, you're not to do that, nor witchcraft. So here's what happened. A phenomenal thing happened. Simon saw what Philip was doing in healing and baptizing and casting out demons, and Simon came and feigned repentance and was baptized. See, because Satan likes to get right in and deceive from within. So here's his very first thrust to do that. And he continued with Philip, seeing the signs and wonders that were done. He was amazed. Now, when the apostles heard this, they sent down Peter and John, the two leading apostles. And they came down because of what Philip was doing and then baptizing Simon Magus. God did not give the Holy Spirit. He was never converted. He was a child of the devil, an agent of the devil, a leading sorcerer from Satan, pretending he was from God. So when the apostles came down, all the people that were baptized, then they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Now look what Simon said when he saw that that was happening, because he wanted power. He wanted control. He wanted to use the name of Jesus. And he wanted to add that to his pagan religion that was filled with idolatry, that was filled with lies and demon possession and all of those things. Verse 18, Now when Simon saw that the Holy Spirit was given by the laying on of the hands of the apostles, he offered them money, and this is where simony comes from, buying an office, saying, give this authority to me also, so that on whomever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Spirit. Now notice Peter's answer. Notice how this was rejected completely out of hand. Because you cannot mix pagan practices and the truth of God. You cannot mix sorcery and witchcraft with keeping the commandments of God. You cannot follow Satan the devil and receive the Spirit of God. Now you need to think on that. You need to ask yourself the question, what is it that I do? What is it that I believe? Whom do I worship? So this is why church at home, so that we know and understand the Word of God and live by it. Notice what Peter said to him. May your money be destroyed with you because you thought that the gift of God might be purchased with money. You have neither part nor lot in this matter, for your heart is not right before God. Repent, therefore, of this your wickedness and beseech God, if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you, for I perceive that you are in the gall of bitterness and in the bondage of unrighteousness. That is Satan's system. That is idolatry. That is Satan's days of worship. That is looking to Satan the devil for power, and also to try and take the name of Jesus Christ and graft it on there. Well, if you read the history, you will find that this was the very first beginning of what 300 years later became the Roman Catholic Church. A lot of people don't know that. So that's why we're studying the Bible and preaching and teaching to restore original Christianity for today. That's what you need. Now, if you're in a church and find your church is falling apart at the seams, well, that's exactly what's happening today. That's why we have this book, Lord, What Should I Do? In the world that we are living in today, how can you come out of this world? Because we're supposed to, we're commanded to come out of it, are we not? Yes, indeed. See, so this is why church at home, we are going to preach the truth, we are going to expose the error, we are going to show what the righteousness of God is, how you can find God, how you can establish a relationship with Him, and you can do it right in the privacy of your own home. So we'll continue on this. Where is Satan and what is he doing today? So once again, this is Fred Coulter saying thank you for inviting me into your home. Until next time, so long, everyone.